The other meeting in Victoria today is at Stony Creek, and we've got Warren Huntley along to preview. How are things, Warren?
Going well, thanks, Dad.
We've got Stony Creek on today, overcast a good four with the eight races. How did you find doing the form for the meeting today?
It's quite a skinny meeting, Nads. Obviously, a lot of racing around Victoria this time of the year, and it spreads the horse population, and consequently, trainers and connections try and pick their mark, and we end up with quite some small fields. Wasn't a lot of scratchings here. It was a small meeting to start with. I think not a lot of value in the markets. We're going to have to try and work hard to find the value. I think I've found it in at least one race, and a lot of the short price favourites look to be in their right races.
Okay, well, let's have a look at race one. This is a three-year-old maiden event, and we've only got a small field. The market sees number one, Paradoxical Hat, $5.50. It's a first starter down to Dolly Mixture, who is at $2.10, $4.40 Jewel Lane, and Entourage at $4.
I think Dolly Mixture is the one to beat. Had the two runs this preparation. That's been a 1,200, comes back to 1,100 metres here, but she got some tactical speed and she's got the inside draw. She's got race fitness on her side. I think she's the one to run down, number three, Dolly Mixture. I've liked the recent jump out of Balmaring for number four, Jewel Lane, having its first run for the Jason Warren stable. 1,100 metres probably as short as she would want, but gee, she was strong to the line in that jump out. Blinkers and a tongue tie come off here, first run for the new stable. Probably ditto for number five, Entourage. What I've seen at the jump outs from her is that she's going to get out over further and she might have to be niggled to stay in touch, but she'll be strong late. And number one, Paradoxical, was given a real solid hit out in a jump out at Balmaring recently, as the blinkers and tongue tie on for the debut was really given a solid hit out to work home in the jump out. But I think three's the one to run down ahead of 4, 5 and 1.
So 3, 4, 5, 1. We then go over to race two, the maiden, to be run over 1,100. And he can take out the 10. We've got number one, Awesome Mover, who is at $5, $4.60 for Red Crown. Rocky's Echo at $4.60. And then we go down to $3.24, Miss Inception.
Not a lot of value in this market either, Nard. Tight market, but there might be some about number four, Red Crown. I like the recent jump out at Cranbourne. Lightly raced, open to a little bit of upside, and has got some tactical speed, gets away in the weights with a bit of a claim here. I just thought he might be coming to hand well. Number four, Red Crown, on a day that was hard to find value. 8, Miss Inception, will definitely be fitter for one run back from a spell. She was no match late in that race, but she would have derived some fitness improvement out of that run. She's she's amongst her own here. I thought Awesome Mover was solid to the line in a recent jump out. Another one that's probably going to be looking for further than 1,100 metres, but this is a modest race. And maybe three Mojos, who's had that one run under the belt, also covered a bit of ground there, stuck on okay. 4, 8, 1 and 3.
So we go 4, 8, 1, 3. We're now over to race three. This is a 1,600 metre maiden. We've got number one, Shaba Charlie at 5, 225 Creative Harmony, 850 Turf Dragon, Elizano 440 and 5 for the Harker.
He's probably the one to beat, Creative Harmony. He's building to that maiden victory. He can race forward from that barrier draw, and look, he took the lead and he was just swamped late at Stony Creek here last start when Faraway Princess got up on the inside. Was 14 to 1600 metres. He should be close to peak fitness now. Tongue tie goes on. I'm going to go with him, but at those odds, you probably don't want to see any dangers. And there's a few here, perhaps with upside, including number five, Elizano, who worked home quite well at Werribee last start over 1400 metres. The step up in distance suits. The earmuffs come off here. The Harker just went too hard last start. I thought, under the circumstances, that Benella did a good job on the fresh side to hold down third placing. Crossover noseband comes off. Norton bit goes on, and probably just the edge off him from that first up run. Paces himself a bit better. He might be hard to run down. And Shaba Charlie's a bit of a work in progress, but he's still a bit of a raw talent. But he's going to win a maiden sometime soon. He was okay last start, albeit doing a bit wrong. 2, 5, 6, 1.
2 from 5, 6 and 1. We now go to race 4. This is a filly's mares 58 over 1,000. Take out runners 3 and 6. Number 1, Miss Street, is odds on, at $1.75. Miss Prestigious at 5. 9 for North Cape. Bella Recompensa is at $4.
Yeah, it sort of epitomises the skinny race and the short prices, Nards. I think Miss Street's the most likely winner. She definitely scoots nicely around the Mornington track. I haven't seen her here at Stony Creek before, but yeah, she just wobbled a little bit, got out wide and still battled on okay. We've beaten by horses at the cold sit on her last start. She can win. I couldn't back her at that price, but I couldn't back anything to beat her. Number one, Miss Street. Miss Prestigious was only first up recently at Werribee, got a lovely run from Georgie Cartwright on that occasion. Gets up in the weights here a bit, but there was merit in that first up win. Bella Recompensa was strong to the line first up. I just wonder whether she might be looking for a little bit further, but she was really coming late in a strong, a strong finishing effort and a bunch finish last start. And North Cape's a bit of a constant in these sort of races, and she can run well again. 1, 2, 5, 4.
So we go 1 from 2, 5, and 4. We now have a look at the legs of the quaddy, race 5 being the first, and here we've got number 1, Magnus Rufus at 5. Dash for D850 down to Lakeside Oval at 4. My Shoe Mai is at 4, and 280 for Scarbeck.
Yeah, and I think the drop in grade has probably suited Scarbeck here, Nards. The first up run was solid enough at Mornington behind Runsardi over 1,200 metres, probably a little bit short. Then went to Flemington in what's proved to be a good form race behind My Pendant. And we saw Valsa come out at stall earlier in the week, dropping to a similar grade of race and win quite impressively after being well supported. And it's probably a good scenario for number 7, Scarbeck, back to the 58 grade here. Lakeside Oval's going okay, perhaps not a lot of luck first up. Solid enough second up, fitter, probably progressing towards this step up in distance. Dashford, he'll be looking for this type of trip. He just got a little bit far back at Werribee last start. He was solid to the line. He'll be fitter. The blinkers come off here for the rising distance. And Magnus Rufus was first up at Yarra Valley. He was arguably disappointing. I don't know what the story was there, but the blinkers and the tongue tie have gone on. The winkers come off, and Nigel Blackiston's keen to get him up in distance this preparation, kick him off at 15 and now at 1,600 metres. From an inside draw, anywhere near his best, he'd be right in the mix. 7, 3, 2, 1.
7 from 3, 2, and 1. Warren, over to race 6. This is a 64-1700, and we've got number 1, Young Hostess at 550. Alienated is at 460. Encanto at 170. Down to Ulu Oi at 750. And Faraway Princess is at 950.
Of the shorties throughout the day, Nards, and he is one of the shortest, but gee, it just looks the race for Encanto. He was probably trapped in the inferior part of the ground first up at Pakenham, then went to a strong class one at Moonee Valley. No real excuses, but beaten less than a couple of lengths as favourite on that occasion. Out to 1,700 metres here, and in a modest benchmark, 64, it just looks his race, number 3, Encanto. Young Hostess was okay, first run for the new stable, well beaten, but can hold a placing here, I think, and improve, and stepping up that little bit in trip should suit. Faraway Princess will get a handle on that form when Creative Harmony goes around earlier in the day. She was a big odds winner, but there was merit in that performance. She's probably got to be included in Quinellas and Trifectas here. And Alienated comes back under 2,000 metres here, which I think is a negative, but he's going well. Looks the race for 3, clear standout ahead of 1, 6, and 2.
So 3, 1, 6, 2. Race number 7 over 1,000 of 58, and you can take out runners 1 and 9. Number 2, Honourable Tycoon is at 950. Fast Strike 340. Stanborough 4. Written Consent at 550. Cross of Gold at 9. 850 Roos Boy. And New Long May is at 550.
I'm going to go with Fast Strike, Nards, but gee, the lack of a winning strike rate is a real issue in terms of the price, but I think the race sets up well enough for him to run well, and his first up run was good enough. Number 3, Fast Strike. Stanborough went back to the picnics and had a bit of a gallop and got some prize money and a win on the board at Woolamai a few days ago. He can run well. He's an older galloper, but he seems to be holding his form in this grade. He's drawn to get a nice run. Cross of Gold wound the clock back. I should have gone back and counted how many trainers Cross of Gold had. Nards, he winds back to the BC 3 days, I think, of those horses, and was a promising horse early days and was able to win here at Stoney Creek last start. From an inside draw, he's probably going to get buried back in the field a bit. He'll need some luck to get out. And Written Consent didn't have the clearest of passages, covered a bit of ground last start. He's going okay and might be next best. Very even race, put them in 3, 4, 6, 5.
So 3 from 4, 6, and 5. Now to the last race, 8, and this is an 1,100 metre 64. You can take out number 4. We've got number 1, Shavuma at 350. Docks Hero 7, 550 for Menabray. Emperor's Chariot at 650. G Whizzer is at $3.20.
Can be a bit of a horses for courses track, Stoney Creek, and although G Whizzer comes back from runs at 1,200 metres to the 1,100 metres here, he's a winner at the track and distance, and I think he chased a pretty smart horse in Del Vecchio at Cranbourne last start. From an inside draw, he can probably watch it unfold and just get that last crack at them, number 7, G Whizzer. Shavuma, big, strong horse, not worried about him carrying the weight. He's jumped out nicely to resume here. Three Men of Bray has also been ticking over okay at the jump outs with a little bit of a gap between runs, and Doc's Hero with that race fitness on her side probably rides the speed and might be there for a while. Looks to be 7 ahead of 1, 3 and 2.
And what about a best roughy quaddie in your play of the day?
Gee, hard to find something at backable odds now. So I just thought race 6, number 3, Encanto, was the absolute standout. And at a little bit of value, race 2, number 4, Red Crown, looks to be going well first up. Wide enough in the first leg of a quaddie, numbers 1, 2, 3, 5 and 7. 3 only in the second leg. 3, 4, 5, 6 and 7 in the third leg. And numbers 1, 2, 3 and 7 in the last. And I'm going to play an early quaddie as my play of the day. First leg numbers 3 and 4. Second leg numbers 4 and 8. Third leg numbers 2, 5 and 6. And last leg of the early quaddie numbers 1, 2 and 5.
OK, Warren, thank you for that and good luck today.
Thanks, Nard.
There's Warren Huntley with his preview of Stony Creek. It's 11 past 11.